Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 22 today, verses 24 through 29. Proverbs 22, verses 24 through 29. It says, "Make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare. Be not one of those who give pledges, who put up security for debts. If you have nothing with which to pay, why should your bed be taken from under you? Do not move the ancient landmark that your fathers have set. Do you see a man skillful in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men." Now, as we put all of these passages together today, there's a common theme that I want to pull out today in our challenge. That common theme is control. It says, don't go with an angry person or a wrathful person, well, lest you learn their ways. Why are people angry? Well, the reason why people are angry is because of a sense of lack of control. They don't like their lack of control, and they'll come up with ways in order to get control that they desire. That's why it says you'll learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare. And that's why it goes and it talks about those who move ancient landmarks that the fathers have set. The reason why people move landmarks is they want the boundaries to be what they want. I'm sure we've all heard stories about people with neighbors who have the fence on the wrong side of the property line or whatever. The reason why people get angry is because of a sense of a lack of control. Actually, that's a root of fear and worry and anxiety as well, that sense of a lack of control. Many respond in different ways. But ultimately, the Bible says that we're supposed to yield ourselves and humble ourselves under God's control, that he's in control and his way is best and he loves us and he's a good father and we need to trust him. Now, at the same time, the Bible also says to avoid making promises in this passage. Look over here. Avoid making promises for others. It says, verse 26, "Be not one of those who give pledges, who put up security for debts." He says, if you have nothing with which to pay, why should your bed be taken from under you? You should be avoid making promises for other people, especially since you don't have control if whether or not they'll do what they say. That's why the Bible warns us about co-signing and things like that. Don't make pledges and vows that you're not sure you'll be able to control. Because how many of you really know whether or not you're going to have the provision that you want tomorrow? God says he'll take care of us, but he doesn't promise the exact day and time. He's taking care of us. He said he'll meet our needs and he'll supply. We need to trust that God will be the one who provides for us. So we have a tendency sometimes to look to man to provide for us. And this isn't getting into should you ever take a loan or not take a loan. I'm not going down that road because there are times that God would have you do that. That at the same time, the attitude is the heart that we're looking at today. The ultimate thing is, what is your heart? Are you trusting in God or are you trying to control things yourself? Is the reason you got the loan because you needed to fix it and you needed to get something taken care of? If you didn't do it, something wouldn't get done. Where is your sense of who is in control? We need to walk in obedience to what God says. That's why in verse 29 it says, "Do you see a man skillful in his work? He'll stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men." If we work hard and honestly, God will reward us. We need to humble ourselves under God's control. So today, in our passage that we've looked at, all these verses, we need to be warned about hanging out with angry people. Why? Because they sense a lack of control, and they get frustrated, and then they come up with their ways to get control, and they move ancient landmarks sometimes. Also, we see that there's a danger in making promises for people that we don't really have control whether they're going to pay or not. Why would you lose your bed if that person doesn't keep their promise? You don't have control over whether or not they're going to able to keep their promises. So therefore, we need to be real careful. And at the same time, do what God's asked you to do. Work hard, be faithful, be honest, yet trust the Lord to pay your bills. Trust the Lord to provide for you. Folks, God wants us not only to trust him for salvation. Many of us have had no trouble trusting him for salvation because we know we can't become righteous. We know we're sinners and separated from God, and we know we can't do anything to make it right. And that's why we've trusted God in his righteousness through faith in Jesus Christ and his provision for our sins. But the Bible teaches without question throughout the scriptures that God not only wants to be the Lord of our eternal life, he wants to be the Lord of all of our life, and he wants you to trust him for everything. So what's he saying? Do what he says. Leave the results to him. Hope this helps someone out there today. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.